Okay, Mr. Shem, this will be an introduction to Vestos. This is not going to comprehensively cover everything in Vestos, obviously. That'll be the discussion over the next several weeks, different people presenting different chaburos, but we'll just try to get a little bit of a feel for what's going on here. Let's turn, please, if we have, to Maseches Nida, Tesfa V'Medalla. Okay. We have Machlokas in the Gemara. This appears in a few places. Just take a look. I like to read a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, and then go back and try to, get a good view of what's going on here. Let's look at the Mishnah first. Kol ha'nashim b'cheskes tara l'baleihen. All women are b'cheskes tara for their husbands. Aboy min hadar b'chashem l'hem b'cheskes tara. Somebody comes from the road, he doesn't know his wife's status. She's in nida. What's going on? What her status is? She has a b'cheskes tara. Gemara says, actually, I'm going to skip a little bit of Gemara. Here. Maybe you think, the husband's in town, then she has in mind to check herself. She checks on him. That's if he finds her during the Yemei Onasa. We'll get back in a second to what this means. What is this Yemei Onasa that's being referred to here? Go down a little bit more, please. The fourth line at the bottom. Haf Yitna. Amr Behuna. Lo Shanu Elo Shlolik Bia Shas Vesta. Bia Shas Vesta. When is it that the woman's Bechesh Kutara? If Shas Vesta, the time of Vesta has not yet arrived. Bia Shas Vesta, Asura. Once Shas Vesta arrives, the husband cannot assume she's Tahara, but she asks, is it also? Sabra Vestos Deraisa. Because Vestos is Deraisa. The concept of Vestos is a din Deraisa, Issa Deraisa, to have relations at that point. Rabba Barbara Hana Amor, Afilu Diya Shas Vesta. Even if after Shas Vesta has passed and comes back from a trip, Nami Buteris, the wife is Mutter. Sabra Vestos Durbana. Vestos Durbana. The whole idea is Durbana, and therefore some type of cooler suffix allows him to assume she's Tahara. What is this case here? Vestos Rice or Durbana? So we look at Tosfos, which is probably the most simple understanding. The bottom Tosfos, Afilu Diya Shas Vesta Muteris. Tosfos says, Tema, Heich Muteris. How can she be Mutter, according to the latter opinion of Gemara, the Vestos of Durbana? Tom Rina Beshuos, Perk Beis, Kam Perk Aisha, Asar Lug Mei Yisrael, Shum Yisra Seyim, Shum Akhris. It's a halacha, the Zartim, which means that a person must separate himself from his wife, some of to her vesta, the owner, the 12-hour period in which her vesta normally falls out, they have to be courage. So, if that didn't exist, how can we say, it's during Dreis, how can we have the husband say that he's mutter to the wife? So the case of Yesh Lomer, Kishishah Sa'ach, the vesta Shiva Yami, Shikola Liko, Iris, Suffolk, Lila, Mosune, Suffolk, Ross. It goes like this. The man, when the Gemara says the man is mutter to his wife and returns from a trip, a vestus are drawn, it doesn't mean that she has a vestus and the next day he's mutter to her, that day itself. It means if 7 days have passed since her Yemei vestus, then it's mutter. Since vestus is her body, let's say that's a suffix maybe she saw, and that 7 days, they waited 7 days, and then the 7 days, a suffix maybe she was tovil, the suffix that maybe she saw, the vestus rabbana means it's a suffix, means maybe she saw, wait 7 days, maybe she was tovil, so the suffix cancels out the suffix. That's what Tosfos says. Vestus rabbana means, the bottom line, is a suffix that she saw. So, it's a suffix to rice that she saw, because the suffix to rabbana, she was tovil, and it cancels out, and she's mutter after those 7 days.
And did she check herself at the end of the 7 days, or not?
Tosfos doesn't look at that. We're assuming that she did check herself. She's required to check herself.
But did she? I don't know. The case. Never mind what she's required. What case are we referring to?
I don't think she actually had to have checked it. Let's say that she didn't check herself. So we say suffix cross.
So even if he doesn't know that she has checked herself,
yeah.
He can presume that she's okay.
After 7 days, yes.
Without checking her.
Right, after 7 days. Tosfos continues. Lamanda Amar. That says Deraisa. How does he learn this Gemara? What's the shot here in our Gemara? Why is she Yasser? Because we make sure he's Torah, he says. No, Afilu Shasa. Because she here Tevila, it's Man Tevila. Even if he comes back 7 days after the time that she would have been Torah, it doesn't help. Why Gevada Ros Tachashvinun Lo? Because Best Sister Isa means we say, consider that she definitely saw Dom. She doesn't, unless we have other information, we assume she definitely saw the dog. That's what Vesta Saraisa means. So Vesta Saraisa means she definitely saw Dom. Vesta Sarabana means she's suffix Saddam. Suffix on a Daraisa level. There's a Daraisa that she was Tovil, and that wipes out the suffix because she saw Dom. That's why Vesta Sarabana means she's fine after some days. Vesta Saraisa, she's not fine because she definitely saw Dom, and the suffix in Tovil not wipe out the Vada that she saw Dom. That's Tosis. Rashi is a very different interpretation of this Gemara. Look at Rashi. Six lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Daraisa. What's Vesta Saraisa means? Two things says. He says, why does he throw that in? And we have a chazaka b'tumah safek. What Tosfos says, the Vestos Derabanan means the safek that she saw. Rashi says that's what Vestos Derais is. That's what she might have seen. Rashi does not say Vestos Derais means she definitely saw. But she might have seen. We'll get to that in a second. Interesting question. Why Rashi throws that in? Tosfos doesn't say that. Why Rashi? And that's just Rabbanu, the next Rashi. They require the Rabbanu, that she should be Bodek and Yosef. Shema Tira, maybe she will see. The Miyu, Hecha de lo have of the ear, lo yi de inu yibadka, yi lo vodka. Lo mtafkinu rab v'tumah. But if we don't know, we don't create any suffix tumah. In other words, it's only a suffix at a Rabbanu level that she saw. That's what Rabbanu means, is a suffix at the Rabbanu that she saw. So if she didn't check, if we don't know, then it's Mutcher, Heter, Torah, whatever, not a problem. So again, Tosfos said the Vestos Derais, and she definitely sees Rabbanu, and means Derais, she suffix sees. And Rashi says Vestos Derais, and means Lachmos Shmisinai, that she might see. The Rabbanu, she doesn't, Vestos Rabbanu means she does not see. What's that machlokas? What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Perhaps the machlokas is like this. When we talk about Vestos, what is the concept of a Vestos? According to Tosfos, the concept of Vestos may be that it's the din in the woman's system and how her body operates. We obviously, they're not gynecologists. This is halacha. Halacha categorizes this thing. We're not going to go ahead and bring doctors in. And we're talking about halacha, abstract halacha concepts. Halacha was kavua. Tosfos says it's the din in the woman, the din in the tab of the woman, the woman's system, so to say. And therefore, Tosfos says, Vestos deraisa, the woman, we assume the woman saw. The derech of her system is to see. That's a Rabbanan. We say, even though the tevah of a woman is normally to see, but somehow it's only a suffix level. But inherently there's a deraisa going on there, because that's the nature of the woman. For some reason it doesn't rise to the level of being a vadai, but something about the woman's, the body system work, we say on a deraisa level there is a very good likelihood that she saw. That's how her body works. Rashi says for care. Rashi perhaps holds like this. Vestos, just like we have in the Torah, we have different types of people who see. We have a Zava, for instance, who sees. Zava is a woman who sees when it's not the time for Vestos. And a Zava, a woman is not expected to see, which to become a Zava. It's the non-expected Riyah. You have a man who can become a Zava, a Keri, different types of Riyahs. These are non-expected Riyahs. Rashi says, not exactly, but in a similar vein, Vestos is not something that's part of her system, part of her body. Vestos is something, it's an event that occurs to her. It happens to her. It's not part of her nature. That's why Alach Moshe Sinai, it's a Kiddush. It's a Xeris HaKosev, basically, so to say, that we say, we consider that she might have seen. We don't see she a Badai Sok. That's not the way that her body works. She's not programmed to have Rios, normal situations. A woman's body does not have these events. It's something, an event that happened that Dom came out of her. Therefore, Alach Moshe Sinai, it's a superimposed halachic axiom. It's a suffix that she saw. And the Vestos Derabanan, we say, go like Ikradin. Basically, it's not part of the way your body works. We don't assume it happens. It's an event that, unexpected event that happens. Therefore, we can't assume anything. We never assume that she has a chazak that she sees Dom. That's Vestos Derabanan. Vestos Derais is a special chiddush, like Moshe Sinai, because that's not the way the woman's body works. I think this fits in very nicely to a machlokas, a few machlokas that we have, actually. If we look, return, please, to the Ron on the Rift. This Ron in Hilchos Shavuos is presented normally in actually in Hilchos Nida, Ron presents in Shavuos. The Gemara talks about Nida, even though some Gemaras have it in Ron, they photocopy the Ron in the back of the Sefer Nida as well. My Gemara doesn't have that, so I'm going to turn. I brought along a Shavuos, which will have it. We have a machlokas here about a woman who does not have a vessus. If a woman doesn't have a vessus, she's on Beis and Medalef and adopting her riff in Shavuos. It might be, it's near Nida as well. Beis and Medalef in the back in the riff. We don't even have to read it inside, but whatever. Either way, let's see a woman who does not have a vessus. So the Rambam says a woman doesn't have a vessus, she has to do bedikos before Tashmish every single time. Rambam says no need for, Rashi says no need for bedikos. Rambam says she has to do bedikos, Rashi says no. So what's the idea? Because Rambam says, you know what, this woman doesn't have a vessus, so which means she has no kvius, so we don't know when she's going to see. She could see any time, we don't know. instead of thinking beforehand to eliminate the possibility that maybe she's going to see next minute, or whatever it is, during the hospital. Rashi, though, says, no, nobody cares. Why is that? So the derech of the woman, stam, is not to see. The natural derech of the woman's body is she doesn't see. It's an event that occurs to her. It's not something that's part of her system. You have to, you're required to anticipate it, and so the bidiko to rule it out. It's just it's not expected. It's an event that occurs to her, not part of the way her system works. But Rashi says, no need to bidiko. It's not something that's required to be done normally, even in lovesis. It's not something that's expected to happen. It's like saying, before I go outside, I have to make sure that there's no lightning. I should always bring a lightning rod. So it's not literally, but it's a similar idea. It's something, it's not, as opposed to saying, if I'm walking outside carrying, you know, whatever, onto another muscle. But either way, that's the situation. There's another Ron here, which I think might fit into this idea. The Ron, later on, in Dalet Amud Beis, it's another machlokas. And the Ron quotes Rashi in the Gemara in the following. The Gemara says, let me just turn to the Gemara. I'll be right there in a second. I'll orient this. The Gemara says that... the Gemara we had here says that. Let me just turn back to it. What is going on here? The Gemara originally said, Amr Shlakish Shum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. When is the man, at what point is the man no longer able to assume that his wife is Torah if he's a Bederech? Only Betechim Onasa is the wife assumed to be Torah. After Mei Onasa, then he cannot make that assumption. What is this Mei Onasa referring to? So, the Ron, as well as many Rishonim seem to say, it means referring to the woman's Mei Vesis. If her Vesis is every 20th day of the month, let's say it's the 20th of the month, so if he comes back in the 15th of the month, he can assume she's Torah. Come back the 21st, he cannot assume she's Torah. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. Rashi says no. Rashi says, what is this Mei Onasa referring to? It's referring to what's called the Eunah Beinonis. A woman who normally doesn't have a Vesis, every 30 days, she has to be machmer and say she has to assume that that's the day she's in the Sidam. She has to be bedikos and she's in parish on that 30th day. The way Rashi explains it is a little unusual. Rashi says, look at the Rashi here. Betochia Meonos, the first Rashi in Gemara. Lamadil Maria. Because women normally see at the end of the end of 30 days. And you look carefully, why do I talk about Stam Nashim when they normally see it? Could be Rashi's point like this. Rashi is normally the woman seeing Dam, even the Vestas, is not the nature of the woman, not part of her system. However, every 30 days, it is part of her system. Women are, so to say, programmed. Normally, on the 30th day, they do see. That's the one time we see. It's not just an event that happened to her. It's similar, not exactly, similar to a Riyah of a Zav or a Kerry or some unusual circum event. But that's actually the Tev. The Tev of the woman is to see every 30 days. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. We look, though, how the Ron interprets it.
So Rashi would say, even if she has a Vesif Kavua, she still has to see.
That's how the Ron seems to interpret it.
She must check.
That's how the Ron seems to interpret it, which is a big Kiddush, but according to Rashi, it fits in very nicely. Rashi says, you know what, the other Vesif is superimposed by the Torah, by the Chazal, you have to be Choshesh. But this is part of the nature of the woman. This is like a real Vesif. Like what Tosa says is a regular Vesif, this own Abedin, which is everything, is the real Vesif. It's part of the nature. And therefore, according to Rashi, who's Mekel, you don't have to do a Bedika before Tashvish, it's Shema Vesif. Which means it's any time. Rashi says, no, don't worry about it. But here, he's very machmir and says, you have to be choshes. Perhaps because he holds, this talk is part of the nature of the woman, part of her system, so to say. Let's look at Ron for just for 1 second here, what he says about this, Rashi. I'll just read just a few lines of Rosh Hashem. The Ron says, Lefi Perusha, according to what Rashi says, Afilu Be'isha Sheish Levesis, even if she has a Vesis. She has to keep that 30th day. She has to keep every 20 days, and then every the 30th day is even more chomer. And dafka then is when the husband has a strict, stringent halakha applying to him. Lo nahira, cannot. The Ron says no, it's not so. Kol mi sheish lo vesis damem sulaki and azman vesis. Anyone who has a vesis, her dam is mesulak. We don't assume she's in the sea until her vesis arrives again. Because the Ron says the tev of the woman, the vesis like postman, the Vesta is part of the title of the woman. She sees every 20th of the month, that is when she's programmed. That's when her system sees. After that is over, no, there's nothing else happening. Rashi says, no, everything else is Mamish Parkir. Until the Yom Benonis, every Vesta is an artificial superimposition by the Torah, by Chazal. But that 30 day, that's when her Riyah really is inherently there. So that's Rashi versus Tosis and the Ran, I believe. The Rambam, the head of the Marmakomis, is a very well known Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Here's the kash that all the Rishonim discussed this. Tosos mentioned before. We have a mitzvah in the Torah. The Shuas, the Mar Shuas, and Yud Ches Beis says, Yizartim, we perish from women, Samuch Levestin, and Ono Vervestis. So all Rishonim ask, if Estos are Drabanan, how can the mitzvah be perish? How can it be Din Deraisa, we perish from women, Samuch Levestin, if the whole concept of Vestis is Deraisa? Most Rishonim ask in the Vestis are Drabanan. Sorry, so it's Drabanan, then how can you be a mitzvah perish? It's Deraisa perish, Samuch Levestin. The whole concept is Drabanan. It's like having a Deraisa it's a concept. So many Rishonim say it's nasmach. The Ran says it's nasmach. It's not a din deraisa. Many Rishonim say that. The Rambam, Reb Chaim chose the Rambam. It doesn't hold the way. Rambam holds it. That these artim is a din deraisa. The Rambam himself passing the vestas are drabanan. So how can that be? It should be a steerer. Reb Chaim explains like this. He says, what's the idea of vestas deraisa? It doesn't mean that we have to assume that she saw every 30 days. Of course, she has to keep it under one level, every 30 days, whatever her calendar is. She has to keep it, she has to bedikah, she has to parish. But the Rambam explains it like this. When he says every woman, he says, sets up her own calendar. Every woman has a set of 7 days she become a nida, then 11 days she become a zava. This perpetually goes. 7 days she become a nida, then 11 days she become a zava. The Rambam explains, he writes, that in order for her to start this calendar off, to set this calendar in stage, 7 days, then 11 days, she has to have a vessel. She has to have, once she has a vessel, when she sees, let's say, these three times the pattern, whatever it is, it's a vessel, then the calendar kicks into motion. And that's a deraisa concept. Whether she's nida or zazalva is a deraisa concept. So, since we have a deraisa concept, this calendar is a deraisa concept set up by her vestas, therefore vestas has deraisa significance. Not that we assume that deraisa, she sees dam on the Yimei Vesta. No, she has to be abundant, she has to check and so forth. But the vestas, meaning setting up a calendar, that's a deraisa concept. And that's what Chaim is saying. I think future shiur hopefully will go into the Rambam's unique shita, how it all works out in terms of Rambam says the 7-11 perpetually goes, but a woman on the other hand can have a vestas, which obviously is not every 18 days. It can be every 20 days. It can be different types of vestas, all different permutations. So, but that's the question we should discuss in the future. But that's what Chaim is saying. If we go back there and just take a step back,
where is Chaim?
He's saying that the vestas deraisa is referring to establishment of the calendar. There's an abstract. The idea of being parish samach levestis is dinder raisa. Vizartim is dinder raisa. And what the vestis is, even if the vestis is rabbanim, but everyone agrees that the raisa concept of the vestis referring to that chalos, that time calendar, that calendar that she initiates by establishing a vestis. The vestis has a raisa meaning because it sets up a word.
What does it mean to say vestis rabbanim?
Vestis rabbanim means to say that even the calendar raisa, but she need not anticipate that she's going to see on the raisa level. There's no raisa din that she's going to see on these days. By the raisa level.
We started off with Yizartim as
Benesha. Right.
What does that mean? That means you are interested. Now you tell me you're not interested.
There's the mitzvah, not the mitzvah being parish samach levestis. On the other hand, in terms of saying after the fact, do we say after the fact that she's like her clients after the fact? Do we assume that she saw? Let's say she didn't check, and after the fact she has. Do we say like Tosu says? We say it's deraisa, or anybody says that. Do we say, well, we assume she saw? Or we assume some deraisa she saw. No, we assume she saw. The difference is that one is a din in her goof. If you say the vestas deraisa, the chora is a din in her goof. And if we say that her goof generates dam every yom vestas, we say it's not deraisa. We're saying it's not a din in her goof. We say it's rather a din in her pattern, her cycle, this calendar cycle. I don't know if we how much we can go into now. It's a good question. We should obviously go into more. But that's at this point. That's all I can. say or offer for it. But if you think about it, though, there are really going to be three ideas of Vestas. If you say Vestas the Raisa, then we're saying, sorry, if you say according to Tosfos, Tosfos and Vestas are really Yadin in the Guf Aisha. Vestas the Raisa is Yadin in the Guf Aisha. Another type of Vestas is say Vestas is an event. You can say it's the event of the flow of blood. You can't create a chazakah on an inanimate object. You can't say, let's say it rains every 30 days. We don't say the chazakah that it rains. If you say every 30 days somebody pours water off a roof and makes it water, okay, that's the way he behaves. You can't make a chazakah on an event that has no human control over it. It's not the teb of a person or teb of an animal or something like that. So it happens, just happens, just an occurrence, a fluke, whatever I call it. That's not shy to chazakah. That would be the idea of that. That's one concept. Which is in the Teva Isha, or you can say, according to the Rambam, the new idea, Vestos is this concept of setting this calendar day. It's not din in her goof, it's a din in the luach, so to say. I'd like to go into, just to get more into Vestos, there are a number of machlokes, and they really reflect fundamental issues. Machlokes in...
Can you just say that again?
Three different... three different ideas of Vestos. One's a din...
Tosos,
Rambam, and you could say Rashi. It might be that these could be machlokes, and each one might interpret the Gemara as... I don't want to commit and say that each one is Daf, because each one might use this idea for one sheet in the Gemara, but one concept of Vestos is in the Gufa Isha. We saw that did it Tosfos. One idea is the Vestos is an event that happens. Probably the event of the flowing of the dam. It's an inanimate object. You can't make a chazaka derice out of it. Right. At the Rabbanan level, they can say, "Well, you can treat it as if it's the woman's body." But essentially, it's the flow of blood, which you cannot make a chazaka out of behavior out of something that's inanimate and has just an event. And the third idea, Vestos, is the pattern, the Rambam, the calendar pattern. That's the third concept of Vestos. I think in the future, maybe we should try to get into these things and try to. More. I'm just offering three different ways to view Vestos. We have a Sefer Bali Def, a famous Sefer by the Raiva that's quoted by the Beis Yosef, quoted by others, established, spreading the ideas, our current ideas of the losses of Tevila and Kesamim and Vestos and so forth. So there are a number of machlokes in here. With the Raiv and the Bali Nefesh and the Selah Machlokas, which is the Hagos and the Bali Nefesh by the Bala Mor, and they really get into a lot of the general concepts of Vestas, how they work and so forth. So I'd like to just go through a few of them, time permitting, just to get a taste of this, and hopefully in the future we can go back into these things. Other people put on their chaburas on these topics. We have one Machlokas here. I'm just going to select a few random ones. One issue here, in which Gemara says, even though Gemara says it's an Isser, a person must be parish from his wife, some of the Vesta. However, it says here, the person, Yotzi Lederech, Poked Ishto, a few of some of the Vesta. A person going on a road trip, it has to be Poked Ishto, whatever that means, even some of the Vesta. The question is, how can that be?
What does it mean? First, explain what it means.
Well, that's the thing. You question the what it means, what Poked Ishto means. Let me just read here a point that explain what it means here. The Balamor writes, he first quotes the Bali Nefesh, Yotzal Derech Poked Ishto Vafilo Samech Levestik, and Rasinim Bi Avamos, Vakapari Shlob Bi Amamish, and it means real be. So, if you say that, the Ravid says that's referring to the opinion that says Vestos Drabanan. This is Vestos of Drabanan, right? Therefore, if there's something that can be Dochet, the person going on the road, Dochet, so there's Barmer Mekel, and they said you can be suspend the Isser Drabanan, and Tashmish would be Mutter on that time, which is really the time of the Vestos. Something overrides this. But the Baal Amor says, no, Lessa. It's just mean greeting his wife, saying nice words to her, greeting his wife, and so forth. So that's what he's referring to. So that's what we read Balsam before, and we learned this last week. What's this machlokas? This machlokas seems to be, think about the machlokas of Rambam versus the Rishonim as to what the din of Vestos and what the din Hizartim is. The way the Rival learns, the simple way, Rival says Vestos Drabanan is purely Drabanan. There is no derisive concept of Vestos whatsoever. And therefore, it's the Hizartim is Nasmachta, and they can suspend it. The whole thing is there's no derisive concept of Vestos, period. It's all Drabanan. They can suspend the Drabanan for a Tzorich Mitzvah or whatever. However, Baal Mor argues, he says, it can't be. Even Vestos Drabanan, it cannot be. Why is that? The Baal Mor is saying that even Vestos Drabanan, there is a concept of Vestos Derisa, like the Rambam. Even if the woman, you don't assume that she saw Dom after the fact, on the Derisa level, there is a concept of Vestos. You apply the mitzvah of vizartim at a derisive level, and therefore you cannot violate the vizartim. You cannot go ahead, a person cannot be tashish, it must be just saying kind words, talking with his wife, greeting his wife, whatever, his parting words to his wife. It's all can be. The vestos, everyone agrees vizartim is din derisive. That's how the Balamor would learn this. So that's a nice machlokus. The ma'isa, that's the Rambam versus the Rishonim. It's whether vestos or derabanim is only people derabanim, therefore they can suspend the derabanim of vizartim, or no, it's really a din, it's really a derisive concept, and therefore they cannot suspend it, and therefore it just means to say kind words. It does not mean poke at each other, there's any tashmish going on. Let's keep going, Mishim and Balam, or in the Rabbah here. We have another machlokus. Let's say that one second, please. I just wanted to present this thoroughly. Let's say we have a case here. I'm just going to go sporadically through them because some things are simple and some things are hard. Rather than go in order, maybe we'll just... We have a machlokes. Let's say that a woman has a vestus to see on a certain hour. The woman sees, not in certain days, she doesn't see every 30th of the month or every 20 days, or just in certain hours, random days, she sees always at 3 p.m., So the Ravid says, you know what? She has a vestus to show. She doesn't have a vestus to show. She has a vestus for that hour. Not down by days, but down by hours. The Balamor says, we don't find such a thing. We don't find such a thing in any of the Gemaras, maybe Yerushalmi. That's shows we find different types of vestus. That's the goof between the vestus, she has the physical symptom, like she starts sneezing and sees dam and she starts sneezing, or the vestus, the yamim. We don't have a vestus to shows. No such thing. We don't find it. Before we explain that, another machlok is between these Rishonim. Let's say you have a case of a woman who, the normal vestus ha-goof means that the woman during the beginning or middle or at the end of her vestiguf, physical symptom, she sees dam. And she starts sneezing or starts coughing, in the beginning, middle, or end of that coughing or sneezing session, she sees dam. And she has a pattern, this happens normally. It might be on certain days, it might not be on certain days. That's called the vestiguf. Let's say she starts seeing dam after this sneezing or coughing bout has been completed. What's the status there? So the Ravid says, okay, that's the vestus as well. She has a symptom, and after the symptom, she sees dam. The Balamor again says, we don't find it in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara goes later on, beginning, middle, or end session of a sneezing or coughing or whatever she's doing, jumping, whatever happened, rolling around, whatever it is, then that's the vestus of goof. Seeing afterwards, not the vestus of goof. It doesn't exist. So we have two machlokes so far in which the Ravid says has vestus, the Gemara does not specify. Well, the Balamor says, Gemara doesn't specify them, and they can't exist. That's the machlokes. Machlokes might be like this. So we have the idea of vestus hayamim, which is a certain pattern that the woman has. She sees every 3 days, every day. And if a woman, we discussed, they have the Gemara. If a woman sees, let's say, on a certain day, and her vestus, her riyah, her flow goes into the following day. So that day also, she should guard at least that portion of that day. Let's just say she always sees the 20th, and then the first hour of the 24th. So she has to be shown at the 20th, the entirety of it, even if she only sees 1 minute of it, and then the first hour of the 21st. So in terms of vestus hayamim, there is a concept of keeping a vestus yom after the day is passed. If she's in the 20th and literally the 21st, she has to keep that part of the 21st as well. She has to guard that. I guess the goof of the margin specified this. So it could very well be that the fundamental focus in how vestos are established, Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid and the Balamor. The Balamor says the idea of vestos really is an idea that the Torah or the Chazal, however it is established by physical manifestations. If there's a manifestation of a physical symptom, vestos ha-goof, so Chazal said, or the Torah says, that within that vestus, within that coughing, if she sees dam within that coughing, that's called the vestus. The reis dam itself is not the main thing. The main thing is that it happens, it's contained, it's manifest through a certain thing, through a certain day, through a certain symptom. But the Gemara does not present, not provide the hechatimsa, a venue for that manifestation, is meaningless. Let's say that the woman, if the woman sees dam 3 p.m. on random days, 3 p.m., we ourselves know, she obviously has a pattern of seeing 3 p.m., but since the Gemara did not provide a manifestation, either a day or a physical symptom, it's meaningless. There has to be a day or a physical symptom that is the manifestation of that Riyah. Riyah by itself, even if you see a pattern of Riyah, so it doesn't fit into a manifestation, the hechatimsa the Gemara provides, is meaningless. That's what Balamor is saying. Because really it's the manifestation, it's the physical representation the circumstance. That is the vestas. Vestas are circumstances. The circumstances of days, circumstances of physical manifestations. If she sees it in certain times, certain hours, but not certain days, or if her vestas continues, the other second vestas continues, if it exists after the physical circumstance, after her sneezing or coughing, then her vestas begins, it's meaningless. It didn't happen in the sneezing or coughing. Because outside of the Torah, it has to happen in the sneezing or coughing. It has to be manifest as part of it. It doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. The fact that we say we detected a pattern, that is meaningless. It's not the re itself, but it's the circumstances, the fit of manifestation which contained the vestas. That's what the vestas is. However, the Rabban argued. The Rabban says, "No, Vestas are. Vestas really is the. I would say it's the re itself. It's the re itself which has a certain indicator that the re is going to happen. Therefore, if the re for seeing dam is going to happen, if it happens, it can happen on certain days, every 20th day, every 30th day of the month, whatever. It can happen as part of a sneezing fit. It can happen after a sneezing fit. It can happen at a certain hour. Whatever pattern exists, whether the Torah or the Gemara specifies it or not, it really is. It's not going to make a difference because it's the re itself. The re itself, just with certain, certain indicators that it's going to happen, or reasons indicate it's going to happen now. That's a vestas. Vestas is not. It's not a physical. It's not a halachic manifestation. Chazal said, Torah said, this is sort of the vestas, but it's the re itself of the vestas, and the other thing is simply is a reference, an indicator. Therefore, it happens a certain hour, it happens after a sneezing, before a sneezing, whatever it is. And the other thing is that we don't even know about it. Other patterns, those are vestas. The vestas really is the re itself. The other thing is simply the indicator that's going to be happening. Whereas, again, the Balamor says, no, vestas are really, the manifestation is the vestas. A re happening during a certain day, during a certain physical symptom, that is the vestas are. To explain this perhaps even deeper, another machlokes. Therefore, according to the Balamor, Vestas HaShaos is fine. There might not be a certain manifestation of a day, the special holy thing called a day, Vestas HaYom.
Right.
We call it the Yom. It doesn't matter, but we the hours. We have determined, we can say the hour indicates, we can think of the hour and say, well, the hour is, we can refer to or indicate that the Vestas is going to happen, and that's the matter. Because really the re is the Vestas. So she sees always after she finishes coughing. So therefore, coughing indicates she's going to see. The Balmora says, nope. The Gemara has to happen during the coughing. The Vestas must be manifest as part of the coughing. She manifests as part of the day. Manifests as part of these holy things the Gemara sets forth. Because all sets forth is being the circumstances of the Vestas. Explain this perhaps deeper, perhaps in a way that's more, not just formulative, but it's more abstract, more conceptual. We have another machlokes between these Rishonim. Let's say that you have a woman who has a vestas. In order to have a vestas, she has to see it in a pattern of three. Either she sees three the same days of the month, let's say, or she sees machlokes gemar. She has three haflagos, which means three equal patterns of every 20 days, or increasing or decreasing, different ways, different patterns of increments of days, whatever. She has a pattern of three. Let's say that this woman then stops seeing in this pattern of three. For 3 months, she does not see the same pattern. And instead, she sees some other days. Right? Some other days. So, the Rabban says, this is probably a simple way to read the Gemara, right? I said the Balamor says, you know what? That first set of days, after she has ceased seeing for that first pattern on three occasions, the pattern broken three times, it disappeared. If you want to reestablish it, you have to see it three times again. She used to see every 30th month, and she stopped seeing, and she saw other days the next 3 months. Then if she wants to establish the 30th month again, she has to see the 30th month three more times. Then she has a vestas. That's a vestas. But the Rabban says, interestingly, it's a chiddush, and that's what he says. He says, nope. Once she one time goes ahead back to that and sees that original pattern, it gets reinvoked. The vestas gets reawakened. Close of veneer. The vestas become reawakened immediately by seeing it one time. So think about it. What's this machlokus tali upon? What's this machlokus? So it could very well be this machlokus fits into what we had just said. According to the Balamor. The Balamor says this is really are a, this I think is an important lesson to the concept to think about. This is really are a, it's just a, it's a for, it's a formulation. It's a chiddush really. I don't know if Rabbi Balamor would agree with this. I did say it's really a chiddush. The Torah was machadish, chazar machadish. If you see during certain circumstances, if you see during certain days, if there's certain technical requirements have been met, that's called the vessel. It's a chiddush haTorah, chiddush of the chamim, whatever it is. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's like you call it an artificial system that exists. If certain requirements are fulfilled, it's called the vessel, right? Therefore, if she used to, we know her whole life she saw the 30th. She failed to the 30th in 3 days. You say, you know what? She has to restart it again. Even though she has this pattern, there's very good reason to believe that this pattern has, still exists, or that she suddenly goes back to seeing the 30th out of blue. So you'd probably say, no, she's resumed her pattern she's had for the past 30, 20 years, whatever it is. But they say, nope, it's, the vestus has been removed. You must restart the vestus. Even though we say logically, it makes sense to say that she's just gone back to her pattern she's had for the past several decades. But the Balamor says, nope, the vestus has been dismantled. You must assemble, you must establish the vestus again. The vestus are really a formality. Therefore, if you have to see it on a certain day, it's a vestus. Certain hours is not a vestus. You have to see it during the coughing fit, not after the coughing fit. There's a certain formality. That's what vestus are. Whereas the Raavad says, no, vestus are. Vestus really are natural patterns. They're natural patterns. And therefore, if the woman used to always see every 30 days of her whole life, and she stopped seeing it. We're not talking about a woman who was pregnant or nursing or something like that, or menopause, but she stopped seeing for 3 times or some other days. Then we say, no, she's not 30th again. No, her vestus is back. The woman, her body's returned to its normal state. Her pattern has been reestablished. We say, it's logical to say that, because that's just really a logical pattern. The itself of the vestus, it's not a formality that the Torah or Chazal, they was invented, an artificial idea. It's a natural pattern, and therefore, if we have reason to believe it's there again. That's been pressed in Machlokas. Maybe just a few more points. I don't want to do too much, but there's a few more points we can discuss very briefly. Go ahead.
Put to the right, how do you lose that vessus?
How do you lose it? If the woman is...
You establish a new vessus.
A new vessus, but right. Just lack of...
Right, it's lack of keeping the old one does not remove it. But if you...
Even for years and years.
But if you create a new vessus, then the old one will...
So three times
you have to be covered
for
the next
40 years if you don't have a new pattern.
Right, then it's still there. We're just exaggerating.
Right.
Okay. Right. The theory would still be there, right? Right. I mean, with women is, it could be different though. She had children, nursing, different things could occur that could disrupt it. But let's say that an ideal, just okay. That would be the case. I'll be right there in a second. I'm sorry. Anything else we should cover now? If not, we can end here. We've covered a lot already. Give me 1 second, please. Right there in a second. Okay.
What happens if they're not sure?
Right. We have another machlokas. Very good. Thank you. Very awesome. Let's say that this is a very unusual situation. Let's say that a woman has a... she's not sure. She said, I saw 3 times. I don't know if I saw before Netzacham, after Netzacham. I'm not sure technically which day I saw. Now, it might have been on both. I might have seen before the day began, after they began. I'm not 100% sure. So you would think normally that's not, I'm not sure what you think, but you don't want to say both ways, obviously, the Raavad and the Balamor. The Raavad says, you know what? That's the vestus. That's the vestus. Boom. That's both of them are really vestos. Both vestos. She saw before Nitzchama, after Nitzchama, they're 2 different days. Technologically, they're both vestos. She has to keep them both in vestos. Balamor jumps in and he says, no, it can't be. You have to have knowledge. You have to have an awareness of the Yoma Vestus. You're not sure, that's not called a Vestus. So, logically, it seems the Lafo should be like the Raavad, because if any time the person has a suffix in something, right, certainly if it's a Deraisa, and we're not talking about Vestus or Deraisa, this is irrelevant, it turns out, they're discussing this, forgetting, even if it's Deraisa, the Raavad says, you should be Choshesh, you should treat both days as Vestus. You don't know, both days should be Vestus. The fact that you don't know doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Maybe she saw, who knows, that's a bit of a mockery, treat them like both. But the Raavad, for some reason, says, nope, if you don't know, it can't be a vestus. It's not called vestus. You have to know. So what's that machlokas? So I defer to Rabbi Balson. Please forgive me, correct me, I'm not saying it properly, but his explanation is better than what I was going to offer. He said like this, I believe, that what are the vestus? The Riva takes a technical, probably the most straightforward way to say it. Vestos know our patterns. The patterns, that's what it is. Balamora says you have to have an awareness of it. Vestos really, if you compare it to a case of, in the Mark appears, a case of a shore, Tom versus Shore Muad, being Nogayach. The whole idea of Tom Muad is a den of the Bailim. The Bailim have to have an awareness of the shore's, the Gicha patterns, and therefore they're held culpable because they're aware of it, they're put on notice of it. So therefore, the idea of Vestos, the Balamora comparison is very literally. Vestos really are it's awareness of being put on notice. And when the person is put on notice that she has these patterns of Re'iyah, you're going to have them, that's considered to be a Vestos. At that point, she has the din of these arts applicable to her, and the priest is applicable, whatever, because it's really being put on notice. That's what the Vestos, awareness being put on notice. That's what Vestos are. Whereas the Rivas is Vestos simply just a pattern, pattern, and if you're not aware of the pattern, it's your problem, so to say, because it's the pattern of Rhea. Another machlokas here, very fascinating, it's in the same paragraph that discussed this. The Balamor contends against the Rivas. He says, besides the fact that how can you be kaveya vestis if you don't know about it? But it's a sub. We pass also vestis drabban and the ball arrived. Everyone, they're both passing that way. If you don't know about the, how can you say ashimach vestis both days? It's forgetting about the how vestis work and what vestis mean and so forth. Vestis drabban and therefore sub drabban lakula. The Balamora says, and that makes a lot of sense to us. Why does the Ravid say, you know, even Vestas, he holds all Vestas to Rabban, he passed in the beginning of the year, like from Rishonim. But still, he says, you're not sure which day it was, before or after, you have to be mocking for both. So, Rabban, why is he saying that? So, it could be like this. It could be that the question is really, how Chazal said, with the formulation, what the intent was in creating this idea of Vestas, say, to Rabbanan. On the one hand, you could say Vestos simply mimic the din derice of Vestos, and you don't know what the derice is. Because the question might be based on, I guess, I'm not being correct. Are Vestos simply, are they a separate din, or Vestos really are harchaka? They're really a preventative measure. Give me an example. You have an idea, there's some Rishonim hold, let's say the idea of we call it Nigia, there's a woman who's an Arab to a person, not touching her. So some say it's a Drabana, Dramana, harchaka. Some say it's a din deraisa. Why is it din deraisa? There could be something that even though you might think it's a harchaka, it might be, but still, it has its own independent halachic existence. Not as a harchaka, perhaps, it's its own evil. There's an adisser of tashmish, of izartim, and there's tashmish. There's also a separate idea being poreish that entire time, so to say, between the vestas, that owner the whole time is being oster, being poreish. There are really two things. There's the actual tashmish at the time of the isser, and there's them being poreish. Now, being poreish, you could say, is it a harchaka? It's preventative, or is it simply a separate din? The reason might be preventative, but it's really a separate din. So if you say it's a separate din, then if you're a masupuk, then you can't, the rabbanon, you can't establish a separate din. You should be kula. If you say it's a preventative, just like lahav, not a comparison. Say near Chanukah, you spend more than shlish, the brisker of near Chanukah. Why near Chanukah is different? Because the whole yisod of it is heater. The whole idea is heater. Therefore, the regular requirements of when you're putcher and chayav don't exist because the whole idea is heater. But the whole idea of esos is harchaka. Therefore, even though it's a suffix and you shouldn't be suffix, you shouldn't go the kula. But the whole yisod is saying, even though it's mutter, we're being machmir. The whole yisod is a chumr. By definition, it's a chumr. And therefore, something which really should be a kula doesn't factor in. I should have something about the kula. The whole yisod of esos is a chumr. By definition, it's a chumr. Therefore, we're saying, when we can be makel, we're being machmir. That's what vestos are. And that's the reason. Subject to Rabbanan does not apply. It like, doesn't, just like this tour of shlish doesn't apply to near Hanukkah or whatever. There's a chumash. It doesn't apply. So too here, the subject to Rabbanan, vestos by definition are chumra. Thank you for coming, and we'll pick up next week.